Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters, for this last and final day of this week's daily devotional. I want to thank the Lord for the grace He's been giving us to speak, to hear His word, to abide in His love, to continue in His love. How wonderful it is, how precious are the feet of His saints that walk in the light of the hour and that walk according to His will, wanting to please the Father. So we just want to give all the glory and praise to Him who has given us this sword of life that we are able to use to rightly divide the word of truth. We lean upon Him, we put our heads to His heartbeat, to hear the beats of His heart, to be saints, to be one accord, according to the true heartbeat that is beating love. This is the spiritual heartbeat. And whenever we hear His words, our hearts begin to jump. We activate our true selves seated in heavenly places. We activate our seed that's above, that we are aligning ourselves together with. Remember, this seed is a seed of Christ. Christ has given us, through His monogene seed, He has given us seeds. He has given us of the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise. And these are the seeds that were quickened. They were released through His perfect love. These heavenly seeds are the true eternal pleasures of life that we so desire to enter into. Our deepest heart's desire is to escape the pleasures of this world and enter into the real pleasures forevermore. And the time is coming when the windows of heaven will open and we will eat our word bodies, the words that came out of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says, it speaks about our inheritance. And this is what we will inherit. It is Christ. It says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. This is where the words for our secret escape are reserved. We know that the word has layers of depth that the Spirit loves to search out, for the Spirit searches the deep things of God. And it is now in search of the great escape plan that was in the mind of God. The Word of God fully expressed the mind of God and has opened the way of escape for us. We know our only hope and escape, it's in Christ. So we praise the Lord for opening up the book of life. We praise the Lord for the blood that speaketh better things than that of Abel, the blood that's speaking on our behalf at the mercy seat where Christ is seated. We praise the Lord for this life, the eternal life, the reality that is being made known to us. We are living in the shadows in this world. And we know that the shadows shall soon flee away. Our hope is in the reality that we can only see through the Spirit of truth. This is the Spirit that is leading us into all truth. The Spirit that is leading us out of the shadows and into His glorious reality of truth. And the Spirit is reminding us of our true origin. It's giving us the memory through the blood of Christ that holds the memory of eternity, that holds the memory of who we truly are. It's reminding us that we were in His mind as our Father has thought of us before the foundation of the world. We were there, a secret in His mind, hidden. But the day came when that secret was revealed, when those words that were sealed within the book of life, those words came out. We praise the Lord because we are in His plan. We are in the ark. We are in the safe place, in the secret place of the Most High. But what is not in it? Our flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Our flesh and blood is making us do the things we hate to do. We began to see that it is this blood that is speaking to us, that is revealing things to us that we don't want. As Jesus told Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. So here we can see that flesh and blood has the power to reveal the things of sin, the fallen nature. For this flesh is fallen, it's corrupt. But glory be to the Father of light, the Father who has provided the way to cover all our sins through the blood of Christ. We know that we have an issue of blood, as it was with the woman who wanted to touch the garment of the Lord. She had an issue of blood, and we are that woman. We have that issue today. It still remains with us, and that is why we're dying daily. We're dying because that issue is present with us. We need to yield to the blood of Christ to escape the voice that is revealing to us corruption. We need to escape to the blood of Christ that has the memory of love. Remember the judgment that was given to Eve. What was it? He told her that through much pain, she will deliver. Her labor will be through much tribulation, through much pain. And so are we given that same judgment. We are about to deliver Christ because Christ is being formed in us, Paul said. We are pregnant with the Word of God. But through much pain and suffering, through much tribulation, we shall be delivered. As it was with the woman, with Eve, we took that same judgment. And so will it be with the judgment of the serpent. As it was then, it will be today. The serpent was judged, and the image was destroyed. It was not to be seen anymore. And so will it be today. Our serpentine nature is about to get judged. There's a judgment coming. It will be destroyed by fire. It must be purged by fire. That is why when the serpent bit Paul in his hand, when he escaped on the island, the serpent caught the hand of Paul and bit him. He was supposed to die. It was a deadly viper. And what did he do? He shook off the serpent and threw it in the fire. And the only way we're able to shake off the serpentine nature, we're in need of the fire from the sons of thunder, from the seven thunders. They will speak fire, words of spirit and fire, to destroy all the leaven that's in our blood, all the corruption. There's a handwriting that's being written on the wall of this flesh and blood, the wall of this corruption, the wall of this city, this body. Let us read Daniel chapter 5, verse 24 through 28. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written. Mene, mene tekel, upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. We see the same word being written on the wall of this city of Jericho, this corruption, the walls that will fall down. The same words written, God has numbered this body and the sins of this body, and it is finished. And tekel is also written. Tekel means thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. This flesh is being weighed in the balance of God. It's found wanting, wanting to sin, wanting to do the things that we hate. And Perez means thy kingdom is divided and given over to the Medes and Persians. And what does this word mean for us, Perez, that is written? This kingdom is given to our Lord Jesus Christ. This body is going to be redeemed. This body is going to be given to the kingdom of God. We see this in the days of Daniel. It was a shadow of the reality that is going to happen in our time. This body belongs to our Lord. We're about to get adopted in the body. Our adoption was only made spiritually. He's given us the Spirit of Christ that we are able to cry out, Abba, Father. But in this body, we're not able to cry out, Father. We're not able to truly be called the brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ because we have a blood that's strange. This blood does not belong to our Lord. Our Father is about to adopt us in the body. That's why Paul said, we're waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the bodies. This is our adoption that is greater than any other adoption that this world might do. This world can adopt a child and give the child of the same mind, of the same spirit, but it can never give the child of the same blood. But our Father is able to adopt us greater than what this world can do. Our Father will adopt us and give us of the same blood, the same divine nature of Christ. For it was the blood of Christ, the precious blood, that redeemed our souls, and it will be that same blood to redeem our bodies. That is the glory that's been waiting to be revealed in us. Amen. Let us look upon this great redemption. It's coming. It's drawing nigh. The redemption is so near. The Father has engraved a deep inscription in our seed that's in us, in our hearts. That seed is called the stone of love. It carries the hidden glorious code of the blood of Christ. There's a DNA code hidden in us that needs to be quickened and activated. We read in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 9, it says, For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, says the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. The seven eyes, the seven spirits of the Lord, are about to do a new work, and that work is going to be the seven thunders. These seven spirits will enter into seven men and speak fire, words of fire that will remove the iniquity of our land, of our body, in one day. When this engraving is revealed by the seven eyes of the Lord, only then will our adoption be complete in the body for the sons of God to manifest on earth. The blood of Christ is coming. It is engraved in us, and nothing can stop the manifestation of the sons of God. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 18 and 19 says, For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. He has already fulfilled the redemption of our souls by putting in us a new spirit. And he will now complete his work for those who are alive and remain at the trump of God, at the voices of the seven thunders. He will redeem our deceitful hearts. Just as it was when he redeemed our souls from deceit. Psalms chapter 72 verse 14 says, He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. Amen. Our redemption of our souls have been redeemed, but precious shall our blood be in his sight. The only precious blood in the sight of God is the pure and innocent blood of Christ. That is what will redeem us in our bodies. And so shall our precious blood be in his sight. Because it was Peter that told us In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, he said, "With the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot." This is our redemption. It was with the precious blood of Christ. And that is our adoption that we are waiting for. That is soon going to manifest. We are at the end of grace age. The time when the blood that is speaking on our behalf is going to be silent. In Revelation chapter 8, it speaks of a great silence coming. It's the half-hour silence. When the seventh seal was opened, there was a half-hour silence in heaven. But that silence cannot come until the Lord Jesus Christ stands up from the mercy seat. That is why we read something of our seventh angel, William Branham. He said important words for us to hearken onto. And it's in the sermon called The Breach Between the Seven Church Ages and the Seven Seals. He says, "Wait till we get there, that half hour. It's silent. The sanctuary is smoking. There is no more intercession. The sacrifice has left. It's a judgment seat. There is no blood anymore, for the blood-covered lamb has walked away." Amen. This is what the prophet said. These are the words that are about to manifest in our time. The blood won't be there to speak anymore. Heaven has to be in silence for judgment to come. Only then can he judge the iniquity that is in this flesh and give us the power of his precious blood. How can we be judged in this body without the silence manifesting? Peter said judgment must begin first in the house of God. But the blood is speaking on our behalf now. Judgment cannot come on this body of sin because the blood is speaking upon us. But this blood will be silenced. The silence is coming. The fire is coming. This is our warning that we must get ready. We must be prepared. The wife must make herself ready because the time is coming for the seven thunders to speak. And only those who are made ready will hear the anointing behind their words and will be quickened and transformed in this body to be made unleavened bread. Only then can our true selves, our heavenly angelic bodies, our spiritual bodies come and reap us and reap the harvest. They must eat unleavened bread. And we see the shadows in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah when the two angels went as the fire was coming down before the fire came and judged the city. The two angels went to that city. And what did Lot do? He baked for them unleavened bread, and they did eat in the tent. They did eat of that unleavened bread. That was a shadow of things to come when our angels, when our word bodies, our Christ will come and harvest us, and we shall enter into the glorified body. We shall enter into glory. Because what is glory? Glory is a fusion. Glory is the celestial body and the terrestrial body being fused together. It's a spiritual body and earthly body becoming one. That is why when they saw Jesus resurrected, they were afraid. And they said, "It's a spirit." But Jesus said, "This is not spirit. This is also bone and flesh." It's a fusion of the earthly and the spiritual coming together. For that is the purpose of God. To bring heaven down, to bring glory, to prepare us to enter into his glory. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for the patience and the time that you've been giving to hear this daily devotion. And This time that we're spending is not going to go in vain. This is redeeming the time. We are redeeming the time. And this is the most important aspect that we must play. We have two roles to play, to redeem the time and to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. I want to thank the Lord for this week and for all that He has spoken to us. May our hearts truly incline onto the hearing of His words. And may our hearts be prepared for what is coming. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.